and which are your people, Lord, brought into manifestation, but then there are thoughts about your people, Lord, to be brought into manifestation, which at this hour, in the revealing of the Son of Man, will bring the people to immortality. We appreciate that. We pray, Lord, that we'll keep that in mind tonight. Be fully aware of the hour in which you live, the perils therein, as well as the blessing and the goodness of God. We commend ourselves to you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Now, we're into number 9 on the God of this evil age, and of course, this message is not going out by hookup, but he'll get the tape, and perhaps even next Wednesday, we'll see by Sunday, if we can't sneak in one more. Now, you'll notice from last Wednesday in reading, we read from paragraph 71 to paragraph 81, we saw that even as Satan interpreted the word to Eve so that she no longer saw a true revelation, that was what was actually there, but saw only what Satan taught her, it wasn't there, and also Cain could not grasp the revealed word as did Abel, but could only believe God and worship according to what he was taught. So did the Jews at the time of Jesus. So what we're looking at here is a pattern. The pattern running true that Satan, wanting to have his own kingdom, could not attain to that kingdom and exercise his headship outside of corruption. That's why you're finding that one word off, as Brother Branham said, is Satan's kingdom, and Satan's kingdom is death, as we see, because he will end up in the lake of fire. So, all right, thus we saw that as Eve did not actually or intentionally repudiate the word, nor did Cain, but even as both saw the word only in the light and understanding given by Satan, so the Israelites at the time of Jesus also were in the same place as Cain, and Israel did not disbelieve and thereby deny the word, but their disbelief was in Jesus, and what he said, even though based on a vindicated ministry. Now, you'll notice their own language was, they said, for a good deed we do not deny you. There were those who said, is not this the Messiah, the Son of God, and so on. And it came right back to the repudiation of what he said as regarding to the true revelation of the word. You see, and that's just where Eve was, that's just where Cain was. The Bible distinctly says that Cain offered a very wonderful sacrifice. It was a good one. But it wasn't according to truth. And truth can only be the definitive revelation. So these people in the time of Jesus believed the scripture, but not according to revealed truth. As Brother Branham said, Jesus came according to the word, but not according to their understanding of the word. And that's what we're facing today at this end time. As John the Revelator calls Satan of the wicked one, that's John in 1 John the 3rd chapter, Jesus branded the majority of Israel, especially the Sanhedrin, and remember he said blind leaders of blind both fall in the ditch, you know. He blinded them, or the majority of Israel, as children of the devil or serpent seed. He said, you are of your father the devil. And now coming to the end of time, which is this age, this evil age, the God of this evil age, the whole cosmos system almost completely is full of serpent seed, children of Satan, and are in a position to receive the Antichrist, who will be Satan manifested or incarnated in a human being and ruling the world. Now, you'll notice that the Bible tells us as it was in the time of Noah. And in the time of Noah, the scripture says the whole earth was filled with violence. Now, the earth at that particular time was a landmass, which it is not today. The earth today, or the world as we know it, in the matter of its constructure, is 5/6 water and 1/6 earth. So, the command was replenish the earth and subdue it. Now, if the whole world was actually full of violence and the command was to populate it, it could be that Usher and these other chronologists and genealogists could be entirely wrong in suggesting there were 5 billion people at the time of Noah. There could have been 30 billion. Because serpent seed proliferates like animals. So, with the whole earth filled with people in violence, we're looking at only 8 people within the human structure as legitimate to be carried away from the destruction. So as it was in the days of Noah, you are going to be confronted with the fact that as in the time of Jesus, out of maybe 6 million people or how many were there, there was a tiny minority who were the true children of God, and today it is no less whether we want to believe it or not. Our compassion, our sympathy, our empathy, you call it what you want, does not change the Word of God. Now this is a hard pill to swallow. This is where people simply do not understand us. And remember, they did not understand Noah. They did not understand Jesus. They did not understand Elijah. They did not ever understand any of the prophets, because the Bible said there was no prophet that you didn't hound to the extremity or you literally killed. Some you sawed asunder and some you crucified. So, you must understand that Satan will go to any length whatsoever in order to be to make the people captive or to captivate them. And he will do it by seduction, he will do it by murder, any way you want. Now remember, right after the flood there was a fellow called Nimrod. And Nimrod, you know, that's a bad time. It was right around the time of Noah, see, a little afterward. You notice that Nimrod was a mighty hunter. And it's understood by the students who know the Hebrew and whatever, the historians that dabble in these things, they tell you that Nimrod was the man who used trained animals as hunters, and they were actually used like in a warfare. Now, what I want you to notice is that was tolerated and made legitimate. Now, you tell me why they don't outlaw and destroy the pit bulls. There is no place in the world today that is not completely inundated and run by serpent seed. Otherwise, the whole world cannot be full of violence. And you cannot have a day of Noah. Now, these are the things that you must deal with and understand. And the tightening is going to be more and more. And if anybody thinks there's not going to be some side of a pressure, I disagree with you 100%. Because we are not going to get out of here as though nothing had happened. Now, looking at what Brother Branham said in mentioning how Satan, in the form not of a serpent, the sneaky, creepy thing, but of the beast, so subtle, every bone in his body was changed. And I showed you how that was. It was already within him to have that change. Even as there was already within us to have a change, because if Adam and Eve could have gone to the tree of life and touched it, they would have remained in that moral, unrighteous condition. Now, we are going to go into a change. That's why Brother Branham said, every seed brings forth after his kind. And the seed that lay within us and is within us is to bring forth absolutely into the from the lineage of Christ the genealogical and physical factors which accrue to it, which will give us a complete glorified body like unto his. So with these people in the other line. You've got two genealogies. Now, going now then to that the Antichrist will rule in a church system is clearly set forth by Brother Branham, and we begin then at paragraph 82 on page 20. Notice what this fellow, the Antichrist, will do now. This fellow, will sit in the temple of God. That is the church. Now remember, you are going to have the two vines. You've got the parallel. So therefore, you've got a true vine and a false vine. And remember, it's during the tribulation that the angel is instructed to trust in the scythe and to reap the vine of the earth. Now, that's not for the Christian, the believer. That's for that sinner out there that's in the wrong vine, and it's a church system. Now, remember, all evil is going to come out of the church system. Now, I know we haven't any use for the Arabs and their Islamic doctrine. We don't have any use for the Chinese and their doctrine that they come from Confucius and Taoism and God knows what, Buddhism and these other things, you name it, or the Indian facilities in their religion. We don't have any use for atheism. We don't use for any of those things. But remember, there is inherently within man, and every psychologist has got to admit it, there is within him something that reaches out. Now, some just don't want to have it reaching up, but there is. There's an inherent understanding there, worshiping. Now, remember, the bride of Christ is the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, now, you've got a temple there. So, Brother Branham is explaining. He sits in the temple of God. That is, he sits in the church, revealing himself to be God. Now, how in the world can that actually happen? Well, you see, it goes back to Eden. It is a revelation. It is an understanding of what you are going to follow and what sets the tenets, if you want to put it that way, or the traditions of your understanding of God and your worship. So this is in the church. Now, he is in the church revealing himself to be God. Now, remember, it doesn't say that God reveals him. It says this is a self-revelation. So God is not in it. Now, it's not that he's not going to fool people. It just tells you that he is going to fool people, and God is not in that revelation. Now, if you want to read that, it's in 2 Thessalonians 2, 3, and 4. So, all right. He said if you want to read it, we want to read it. So we're going to go to 2 Thessalonians and read the verses. Let no man deceive you by any means. Now, this interpolated here is not in the original. For that day shall not come, except there coming a falling away first, and man of sin be the man of perdition. So you should leave out that part there. Let no man deceive you by any means. See, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He could be writing and saying this to the people. Hey, remember, if there's no deception, true deception, and people will not be deceived until a certain time. Then you watch for that deception. Never mind what some translator threw in here. Remember you not, no, who opposeth and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worship. So that he is God, sits in the temple of God, he's right in the church. He is a product of the church, and the church is a product of him. Now, what does that suggest? I and my Father are one. In that day, you'll know that I am the Father, you and me, and I and you. And the devil just does the same thing to all the Pentecostals and all the Baptists, all the mess that they quoted. There you are. Interrelation. Remember you not when I was with you, I told you these things? Now remember, Paul is using the same scripture that Jesus used. In Matthew 24, I told you before about this deception. What was the deception? The false prophets fooling the people with a genuine anointing and a wrong word. Now, come on. You think for 1 minute that Paul is now going to bring up something that Jesus didn't bring up. Paul himself said, when he got through teaching under inspiration, hold your finger here and I'll read it for you. I'm bound to find it sooner or later. It's over here in Ephesians. And it's in the 4th chapter. And he says in verse 20, but you have not so learned Christ. If so be you've heard him and been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. They never saw Jesus. They never got within 10 miles of him. who was doing the teaching? Paul was doing the teaching. And he said, when you hear me, you hear Jesus. So he was quoting from the one who said, over in Matthew 24, I told you before, let's go back and find it. I'm sure we can find it. And so I see I'm not that adept, but neither am I unable. Verse 25, behold, I have told you before. Where did he tell them? In the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. He said, make the tree good or make it evil. Now, what tree was good and evil? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See? So that tree was not of God. The same as the end time. Get hot or cold. So when they don't get hot or cold, where are they going? To the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that the sign of the end time was genuine gifts of the Holy Ghost by the Holy Ghost upon people like Judas, who was the son of perdition. And Paul said, I told you before. Jesus said, I told you before. What could he have told them before? Warn them of the hour of the greatest deceit when Satan would come on the scene as a deceiving spirit, waiting to be crowned, because there's two revelations. Number one revelation, what is this spirit that's working amongst us? Number two, the man of sin, the devil's incarnated. Two distinct revelations. One in our hour, we understand perfectly what's going on, but we will not be here to see the Antichrist crown. It'll be revealed in that hour, and when it is, it's too late. What's it going to do? It's going to let anybody know who can know. We belong to the devil. But they're not going to, because they're going to fight God. But they're going to know enough to say, hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Absolutely. You're looking at very tough situation down the line there. Now he said here, for you know what withholdeth till he be revealed in his time. Now he said, you've got the revelation of what's going on and who is doing it. And now you know that down the road he's going to be manifested, and the revelation will be in human flesh. Just the same as the spirit that came in here in the pillar of fire was revealed in human flesh in a prophet, whose Brother Branham said is the manifested word of God of the hour, which most people can't take. It's too hard for them. They don't, because they think they're somebody. Always the people who think they're somebody, always they're the ones that rise up. See? And they're nothing but fit for destruction. I see them all the time. You can even smell them coming. See? He be revealed in his time. See? The revelation now is true in this hour. We know exactly what's in the church. We know who's anointed. And listen to me now. If Satan is an angel of light, don't think for one minute if the gifts of the Spirit can come by a true anointing, then also can the fruit of the Spirit. Can you see everything right? Well, how could it be that any other way? Because they're wolves in sheep clothing. That's why I say, if you haven't got the love that comes by the Holy Ghost in the Word, your love isn't worth nothing. Don't talk about being nice. I'm not interested. Years ago, I told my wife I was going to straighten up my act. This many, many years ago now. I was going to go back to United Church and be real nice. Maybe I could win some souls. And she said, you can't do it. She's right, I couldn't. I'm too hard a hitter. The first thing I'd be blistering people's hides for him. Not that I got anything against him. I'm merely preaching the word. That's all. Nothing to do with personality. You think I'm dealing with personalities. I barely seldom let anything with a personality come in. Except one thing. Just don't get in my way, and then we're going to have a fight, see? Because after all, look, I've got a job to do. You do yours, I'll do mine. Keep your nose out of my business. You'd be guaranteed I'll keep mine out of yours. Now, he said here, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. And we'll talk about that later. Only he that now hindereth, be hindered, be taken out of the way. So he tells you, at that particular time, there is a hindering element. Now, what is that element? It can only be a person. Why? Because later on, as the Spirit of God now is hindering and keeping the bride, that same Spirit comes back here in confrontation to the devil inside of a human being. And two human beings face each other. Church against church, because the bride's with him. Foolish virgin are in the grave. All right. Now it tells you, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And all deceivers and righteousness in them that perish. And what is the deception? The deception is always the word. In other words, he makes people to see things that aren't there based on the word. Where do you think the Mormons get that junk that they preach? Polygamy and all that junk. Where do you think Jones and Woodruff and all these birds that preach all Franks and those guys. They're taking this message, but it doesn't sound like it when I preach it. Because they got women and everything else available. Let me tell you something. That's filth. Don't ever mention William Branham's name alongside of that. Never mind the holy, wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. We're not here fooling away our times, or are we? Okay. He said, you can read it here. And you can read it also in Revelation chapter 13, which I'm going to read the whole chapter tonight. Maybe. I don't suppose I get around to it. Never do. The fourth verse, and it says, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Hey, that's a complete picture of father and son. The king of Tyrus and the prince of Tyrus. A prince is the son of a king. So, you've got Satan and this Antichrist. So therefore you got a man indwelt by Satan, even as God had a man indwelt by himself at the River Jordan. See, you got your perfect picture there. Now, and remember, you can worship Jesus. Because he's worthy. God gave him that position. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down on my right hand. To make the enemies thy footstool. And when they held his feet and worshiped him, he didn't say worship God. It was allowed. See, right down the line. All right, with it, you can also go to the 11th verse, Brother Branham says, and I beheld another beast come out of the earth, had two horns like a lamb, spake like a dragon. He said that was America here. But it came out, when it came up, there was not out of waters, there was not many people here, it was dry land, so to speak. Catholic religion came over here in the form of Catholicism, which is also Protestantism, the same thing, your Trinitarian doctrine, where it all came from. It came from Nicaea, Rome. They did it there. It looked like a lamb, spoke like a dragon, ecclesiastical and military, right down the line. And the 12th verse, he exercised all the power of the first beast before him that caused the earth and them that dwell there to worship the first beast, your deadly wound was healed. It says right back there, you're going back to Rome, which was the progression of religion from Babylon. It's the same thing. There is no difference. Roman Catholicism is no different at all from Babylonism, wherein it says that the child is the husband of the mother. You have no difference at all. It's absolute unadulterated heathenism. Okay. Now, read these words. Were spoke by both prophets, John and Paul, of what would be in the last day. The day we're living in is called in the Bible the day of man or man's day. This is not God's day. It is not God's day, but it is the day of the Lord. Because John turned, he was caught up in the Spirit in the Lord's day, and there he saw the judge. Now, you cannot have a judge until all the evidence is in. The Bible distinctly says, judge not until the time. So there was no way there could be a judge revealed to us by Brother Branham, and he told us it was the judge. And when he called it the judge, he took it right to the white throne and the Ancient of Days. And that becomes then the God of all the earth and the just judge. So we see here then, through the manifestation of the Son of Man ministry, we see the judge. Now, so this is, Brother Branham saying, this is the day of man. It is not the Lord's day, or as he said, it is not God's day. This is true. It is not God's day. God's day is coming with the millennium. But this is the day of the Lord, which speaks of judgment. We understand that. All right. God is not the God of this earth. The Bible says he isn't. He's the God of heaven. All right. Let's just check this up by scripture, because Brother Branham is not saying, I know what people think he's saying. You can run with a coat like this and be plumb against the scripture because you don't know what is being said. But let's go to Psalm 24 and look at the first verse. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Categorically, that is true. But remember, Satan, through Eve and Adam, took it over, and Jesus paid the price of blood to get it back. And we're waiting now for the redemption, the fullness of redemption. Now remember, at this particular point, he is disassociated from the earth in an intimate relationship of government. But he is the God of heaven. But this is not God's day. This is choosing day. Either live for today and die, or choose God and live. And God is the Word. And the Word is the Word manifested for the hour and for the day. Brother Branham is telling you right there what he's always told you. The food in due season, meat in due season. There is a word for the hour. And the word for the hour that was manifested could not be manifested previously, because this is the manifestation of Luke 17 and 20. The kingdom of God beginning upon the earth in the form of a person. Because remember the time Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in your midst or amongst you. He was not saying, contrary to what Brother Branham has said, that he is running it all and he owns it all and everything is under his control. He was looking at the fact that God in Christ represented the kingdom upon earth, which he had come to take over, but at that time only by redemption. Now, remember, the days of the Son of Man, once more, the kingdom has started, and this time with the takeover. And it will not be given back to Satan. We're looking at it. Now, we go to Revelation chapter 2 and in verse 18. Now notice what it says here. Unto the church is the fourth age, which is in Thyatira. Right on down, verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants, to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed unto idols. It tells you right here, positively, there is an idolatrous church which has been taken over by the female spirit. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication. She repented not. Now, what's the future? Behold, I'll cast her into bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. In other words, this church has a destiny which is absolutely destruction, and in the great tribulation, except for those who come out of her. Revelation 18:4. And I will kill her children with death, which is the second death. Now, he's looking right down to the end of time, to the great tribulation, and he gave that church a chance to repent, and they would not do it. So here's what he's talking about. You can choose this day to live, or you can choose this day to die. And the Bible distinctly says this is a time of the harvest, whose fan is in his hand, and thoroughly purges his floor, and gathers wheat into the garner. And that tells you positively that anybody that comes down here with a fan in his hand, let's read it. Matthew. The chapter, I want to read about chapter 4, I imagine. The fourth, it's Malachi, I don't want that. although that's a good chapter too. Chapter 4. Got to get back to 3. All right, the third chapter. It says here, we have Abraham to our fathers. Don't they think they got that? For I say unto you that God is able these stones to raise up children of Abraham. And now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. All of the trees. Therefore, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast the fire. Now, he tells you right there that only a good tree with good fruit can survive. And that is the gifts of the Spirit manifested according to the word which Brother Branham had. And Pentecost don't have it. Now, they're going to be cast in the fire. I indeed baptize the water and repent. But he that come after me is mightier than I, whose shoes aren't worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Now listen, whose fan is in his hand, thoroughly purge his floor, gathers wheat in the garner, and burn the chaff and quench with fire. That was not in that day any more than John the Baptist was Elijah for this hour in his day. I don't understand why people can't read it. Anytime you see fire, it's at the end time. Not just a lake of fire. No. No, it starts now. It's under Malachi, the fire comes down, leaving neither root nor branch, showing you that nothing but serpent seed is there. You can say what you want, but that's it. See, you can't get people to read the Bible right. They're not going to do it. You know why? Because they're led by Satan. See, if we really got the Spirit of God, there's no way we're going to make a mistake. You say what you want. That's your business. I say what I want. Based on the prophet, based on the word. Now, it says right here, his fan is in his hand. He's going to thoroughly purge his floor, gather in the garner, and burn up the chaff. That's sequential. The chaff does not burn until the wheat comes back. Now, this is done on earth. So, who is here with the fan? The same one as in Matthew 12, vindicating himself that this is the day of the Son of Man separating. And remember, the day of the Son of Man is the same day of the son of perdition, Judas. And remember, he affectionately kissed Jesus. He didn't come strong. I hate that fellow called Jesus. I hate his guts and everything about him. You watch how I'll betray that scum bum skunk. Come on, find your Bibles. He sold out like the preachers do for their stinking pension. He sold out to the Sanhedrin. But at the same time, the Bible distinctly says he kissed Jesus affectionately. It's exactly the Greek. There's your church. There's your son of perdition ministry. And the revelation is what it's all about. The next thing is what we have now, the revealed words, and even its spirit form and taken by the camera, will head itself up in a man, so will the other head itself up in a man. And as we will be around that man that we crown, and it won't be William Branham, you can bet that. How can anybody say? Lots of junk comes out of Jeffersonville, and a whole lot more will come yet. So I don't care what they say. We'll crown him and we'll be around him. So will the bunch on earth be around the Antichrist, who is the devil incarnate to the people. So there's what you're looking at. And the choice is going on today, and the choice is by vindication. For Jesus said in that day, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And the sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Come out of her, my people. John turned to see if the voice was scriptural. But how can a people who see what Satan sees, having been beguiled, ever see a scriptural voice? Come on, they can do it. You know something? There is a saying, and that is pig-headed. And there's nothing more pig-headed than the pig, which means the epitome or just the greatest type of stubbornness there is in the world. Right. But a sheep isn't that way. A sheep is a follower. Now, he said, and God is the Word. You can choose today and live. And he's talking now in terms of immortality, as well as escaping the lake of fire and things like that. For God is the Word. And the Word, what is it? Is the Word manifested for the hour? And that day, which we already said, was the hour of Luke 17, which Brother Branham will tell us later on down. 84. Notice the day of man. If you want to put it down, I was going to read it. It's 1 Corinthians 4, 1 to 5. So let's go and read it. No problem. The day of man. This is entirely new to me, using scripture like this. I never looked at this before, but we're going to look at it tonight. And it says 1 to 5, let a man so account of us as of ministers of Christ and stewards the mysteries of God. More is required in the stewards that a man be in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment, yet I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet I am not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsel of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Now I'm going to tell you, that's Hebrews 4 and 12. Under discernment. All right, hold your finger there, and let's go back to Hebrews. You know what I'm talking about, because maybe some of you have forgotten, or you never did get this far in your thinking. All right. Notice what it says in verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharpening to exhort, piercing even to dividing asunder soul and spirit, and joint and marrow, and discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom he hath to do. Now he's telling you that this is a particular, specific attribute of Christ that you just don't simply put down and say, well, that could happen anytime. That's a lot of hogwash. It only happens at a particular time. And we saw it when Brother Branham said, you can't hide if you tried. And I take every spirit in this building, give 5,000 or 5 million, under my control in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of God, and you couldn't hide if you tried. And I had that experience. I told you, read me just like a book. Didn't say anything, but I knew what happened. You couldn't hide. And this man spoke in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Devils can't do that. They can go so far and no further. All right, notice what he says here. I know nothing of myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. What is he saying here? He's telling you that his ministry, vindicated by God, was a judged ministry. Right. That's all. It was the same Son of Man ministry, Alpha, that would, because it started to take a bride out of here, which would end in the Noah, Omega ministry of the Son of Man. And there'd be nobody that wouldn't be judged. See? That's why he spoke on, I indict this generation. And I no longer pray for America. Now he said, this is the day of man. It was going on in the day of Paul. And it's come right to this point here because it receded. And it's come back now where the counsels of men's heart are made manifest to the praise of God. To the praise of what God? Well, let's find out. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. The first chapter. And you to have trouble rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be in heaven with his mighty angels and flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, should be punished everlasting, church and prison of the Lord, the great power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. There you are. It says right there. So, there's been a building up, which is the day of man. And man, absolutely, through the reformers, all the church age ministers, true fivefold ministry, there has been a judgment going on, which is by the judging word. But at the end time, even as through the ages, this word, like the baptism with the Holy Ghost, comes to the place where the Word itself comes forth as the baptizer comes forth because they're one. So the day of man's been going on. But now the day of man comes together with the day of the Lord. Right together. Now, you're waiting for God's day, which is going to be the end. Now, let's look at this thing. The Bible also says, if a man sin against man, man will judge him. But if man sin against the Lord, who shall judge him? Or who shall plead for him? Now, all the time that God has sent these faithful men, prophets, apostles, wise men, right down the line, scribes, whatever they are, these great men, they have been turned aside and they got away with it. But now at the end time is in the time of Jesus, when he judged and destruction fell, so the same Spirit is here judging, and the day of man is going out. In other words, there's no place for man. Why? Because the Bible distinctly says, at this particular time, you cannot repent again. So it's all over. We've had seven church ages that have allowed repentance. But at the end time, there is no repentance. Any more than with Israel. They said, let his blood be upon our hands. That did it. They crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh. That does it. There is no way that they can turn to God. Notice the day of man. Okay. 85. The day. What do you call it man's day for? You would say it's the day that the works by the knowledge of man is glorified. In other words, man puts himself ahead of God. Now notice how Moses put himself ahead of God. God said to Moses, now Moses this time talked to the rock. And Moses was so angry, like Elisha, that he got out of balance. Now, Brother Branham had his test. Will you ask God to destroy that man that he would have died? Or will you just pass it over? He went through his test. But God said to Moses, now, you stand upon the rock and you talk to the rock. And Moses said, he said, you rebellious bunch. He said, must we bring you water out of the rock? And he smote the rock. And God said, Moses, for this, I'm taking you off the scene because you glorified yourself instead of me. Now, Brother Branham was also cautioned, and by the angel said, you made a sideshow. You better watch it. Now, these people with gifts have glorified themselves. This is the day of man. They have glorified themselves with gifts in the church. But listen, where did it all come from? Man glorifies himself. It's the day that the works by the knowledge of man is glorified. Now, what is he saying? He's saying here that man is using his own intellect, which has been guided by a spirit, which is under the anointing of Satan, to take precedence over the word of Almighty God, especially that which is vindicated. So the knowledge of man is glorified. What does it mean? It's the final assessment. Man now stands up and says, listen, this is God, whether you want or not. That's exactly what the Sanhedrin said, and that's exactly what the Jews say today. I read it to you. They speak for God. Hey, come with us. We're going to have a great convocation. And us guys are going to stand up there, and we're going to speak for God. Because God evidently must be dumb. He hasn't been doing any talking back recently. So that means just one thing. Everything's in our hands. That's where the Roman Catholic Church is identical to the Jews. And the Roman Catholics know it. That's why they hate the Jews without a doubt. A bunch of serpent seed vying with serpent seed. And they'll all fall in the ditch. Now, they glorify man's knowledge. Look at all the bragging of the communists. They did the same thing. They said there's no God. Joe Stalin went so far as to tell the teacher, now ask the little kids to pray to God for food. Ask the little kids, pray to God for candy and gum and things. The kids prayed, nothing happened. Teacher said, now let's pray to Mr. Joe Stalin. They said, oh, Uncle Joe, send us the gum and candy. The teacher came in baskets of candy. See, he said, there's no God. Man's his own God. Right. bragging of communists, somebody trying to get somebody to the moon, God's trying to get somebody to heaven, see? But look how they're spending millions and billions and trillions of dollars in a wasted effort. That's exactly true. When they get there, they're not going to find anything. What's the matter with him? I don't care about the moon. I want to pass the moon so fast I won't even see it. Just keep going higher. I want to pass the Milky White Way. Go on. Just go on. Yes. And the world today is dedicating itself to the knowledge which came by Satan. And what was Satan's knowledge? Well, surely God doesn't mean that. That's not what the Bible really means. Oh, no, 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 no. Look, it's a book of morals. It's a fine book to go by, but look, you've got to do something about it. And man's day is glorified. See, that's man's day. That's our day. By the but not by the word of God, but by the knowledge that man has. Now let that soak in. So what's Brother Branham talking about? He's talking about what I just read here. And the world today is dedicating itself to the knowledge which came by Satan. See, dedicate. It's giving himself over to. The church is giving itself over to Satan for his control. And man's day is glorified. And Satan is doing it by appealing to men. Just like when the Russians went up there, they're big, big chest-stuck-out atheists. And they said, wow, hey, we went up there and we didn't see God. So the goofy Americans go up and they say, we didn't see God either. So there can't be any God. You know, we got all the answers. And the world is dedicating itself to the knowledge that came by Satan. It's still come by Satan. And man's day is glorified, not by the word of God, but by the knowledge that he has, that man has. So what he's telling you right here is that man has taken a stand against vindication. Man's day has come against the day of the Son of Man. Just like when Jesus was here on earth. And the knowledge of those men came so much from Satan, and they were so steeped in it. When they were challenged by a young man who had been blind all his life, born that way. And he said, hey, what's with you birds? Nobody born blind ever had his sight restored. Now a man does it. What about him? Oh, they said, shut up, stupid. You were born in sin. That's why your eyes were blind. Well, to tell you, Frank, he didn't have his eyes got open. He must have been suddenly righteous. That didn't bother him. Look, bud, get out of our way, we'll kill you. They had a spirit of murder on them. You know why? Because they feared for their position. As long as you've got a guy that's scared to do everything he can, why do you think these preachers are trying to tell you, some of you people, spiritual husbandry, and you're going to make it by them? That's the Pope. Just like George Smith said, all they lack in the Branham message now is to burn candles. I said, well, I want the concession on them. Don't mind making a few bucks. I'll sell them the candles. You know, I'm a crass individual. I hit right from the word go. Now he said, let that soak in. Let what soak in? There's a dedication to Satan through knowledge. Well, sir, I don't think that's true. That dedication better be by this, by that, by anything. That's not what the prophet said. Now, are we going to change our thinking to his thinking, or are we going to go along with our own junk? See, that's a battle of the mind. Can we learn to put all our thoughts aside and say yes to the thoughts that he gave us? He said, you didn't have a think coming. He said, let that soak in. And when you play this tape back on this point, stop here a while and think. Think what? Think that the crux of the whole matter is a dedication through the mind. The sign in the forehead. Oh, says somebody. Oh, hey. Well, how much time we got? Who cares? Let me see if I can find some things here. I don't know. Where was it anyway? Here these great fundamentalists are talking. They're going to save, you know, you and me. Dear friend, did you know that a computer chip has been perfected, powerful enough to contain volumes of personal information, yet small enough to be implanted under the skin, exactly fulfilling the prophecy of Mark, the mark of the beast in Revelation 13. A chip under your skin. This guy's a chip off the old block. He thinks he's going to fool us with the chip under the skin? Before it was credit cards. Now it's a computer chip. I've got no fuss with this. They might put it under somebody's skin. Like Orwell's story. Indeed, it has already been successfully tested in horses, fish, and cats. What about sheep? That an actual blueprint has been prepared for setting up a world government in case of a complete collapse of the present system. A world constitution has been ratified. What kind of manure would you call that? Where are they going to get the gold? Are they going to tell Papa from Rome, give us the gold? They ain't got the guts. Not with Senator Kennedy. And he's not even a decent Catholic. I don't know what you'd call that jerk. Filthy whoremonger. Just like his brother. Running the government. No wonder we got a bunch of homosexuals running the government. He wanted to get to bed with two women. I can't blame these guys wanting to get in bed with a man. Where are you going to go next? Listen, it's been ratified that some of this country's leading institutions now claim to be proving the New Age belief we are gods, Satan's exact lie in the Garden of Eden. Why'd they take it further? It's prophets. And the basis of the prophesied one world religion and Christ. I suppose they teach like this goofball, I forget his name. He palmed himself off as an archaeologist. And he wasn't any archaeologist. I forget his name. I got his book at home somewhere. And anyway, he said he was out there in Kuwait or some one place in the desert. And this guy was there. He waved his hand and the air became air conditioned. And fire come down from heaven. And he was out there in this great big motel, hotel, palace, you know, hundreds of rooms. And all the pretty girls dancing around. And this guy could, you know, bring loads and fishes out there, and he could do the bunk. It's a good thing it's a pulpit. I'd use some better language yet, more stirring and more to the point. I never heard such asininity in my life. This is a crud that they're trying to sell me. I ordered it because I wanted to find all the rest of their crud. One world religion, the Antichrist. They don't know Trinitarian dogma. Only one publication captures the essence of these dramatic movements, and that's the publication of the Omega Letter. Listen to us, hallelujah. It's like having a book of Bible prophecy that automatically updates every single month. Computer chip. Let her rip with the computer chip. Yeah, that's your idea. Of it. See? Now, think on this. What is the mark of the beast? The forehead and the hand. Not a computer chip. No. It is you believing the lie and joining with it. Stretching forth your hand to what you think is the tree of life. And it's the knowledge of good and evil. See, think on it. His works are exalted above God's word and manifested works. Now, this computer chip is a work of the devil. And it's exalted above the vindicated word of God. You talk about a stinking mess. Now, the wisdom of Satan. Now, don't miss this, he says. No, let me read the rest of it. The wisdom of Satan, which he gave to Eve at the beginning. What was that wisdom? A lie. Now, listen, don't miss this. The wisdom of Satan, which is a lie, which brings wars and death and everything else, is exalted to the throne of worship in man. The throne of worship in man. It means you've entirely enthroned Satan in your life by listening to the lie. Because that's what 2 Thessalonians said. Now you understand why I beat you over the head all the time about the word and the mindset? I've got to do it for myself. Look, if you don't make it, that's your tough luck. I want to make it. And I don't know where to turn except to vindication. I've seen all the... I've been Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, been around the Nazarenes. You name it, I've been there. I didn't like the Mormons except the pretty girls. Then I never got with that, so, you know, I proved the rest of it. I've been all through the tripe in this world. And I haven't been filthy immoral. I've just been immoral in the sense I went off the Word of God. Who wants anything but the Word? See? See, the wisdom he gave Satan. He promised that she would be wise unto salvation. But there is no way to be wise unto salvation except by the Word. Because no matter what Christ has done by via a sacrifice, it avails nothing apart from the Word. We've proven that time after time from Hebrews and from the 3rd chapter of the book of John, the gospel. Now he said, don't miss this. The wisdom of Satan is exalted to the throne of worship in man, above the vindicated Word of God for the hour. He's telling you flat, instead of the Word of God enthroned in your soul, it's the word of Satan which is a lie. Now, come on. That's exactly what it says in 2 Thessalonians. You understand what I said? I'm going to read it here. I guess there's no use me trying to preach several nights a week and only wind up preaching 3 paragraphs. I'm going to stop it. I wear myself out unless I'm here every night for 10 hours. We're not going to get even off the ground. Listen to what it says here. In verse 9, even whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Now he tells you right there, in indulging in his lies, he's going to have a tremendous ministry to back it up. You think that Judas couldn't stand up with healing the sick and raising dead and said, bless God, I want to tell you, I'm a part of that man of Nazareth. Well, come on. You going to tell me he didn't stand up and say it? Hey, you're naive, kid. You ain't even dry behind the ears. He identified. Until it came to the crucial part of Scripture, which was Christ, the Messiah. And they did the same thing here. They could take everything but the crucial. So they crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh. Now listen. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. What was the evil deed of Cain? Worshipping God apart from the Word. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all might be condemned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, what right would God have to perpetrate this upon the people unless, first of all, he had done something for them? Hell, he had to have done something. He brought them the truth. And Paul the Apostle said, it's going to be my doctrine. That's what he says here. Because you, our testimony among you was believed. You believe I met with the pillar of fire. You know I had a vindicated ministry. You stood with me as with Jesus Christ. Now there's a guy that could have said, stick with me and I'll see you through. You think I'm going to let these guys down in Florida up here in a high in different places say, stick with me and you make a hogwash. You stick with Lee Dale and I'll guarantee you one of the hottest, finest berths in hell. I'll just tell you right to your faces. You don't depend upon a man. You've got to be sick, sick, weird, weird, disgusting. Right? I'm not your conscience. I'm responsible if I lead you astray, though. Just get that flat. I will answer to God for that. But I cannot take you there. I cannot put you there. I cannot guarantee you there. Stick with me. You've got to be sick. I can't even stick with myself. If I had my way, I'd blow my brains out just to get out of here. So let's get that down pat. Spiritual husband. My soul is so revolted. any man should believe. That's a lie right there amongst the so-called bride. You better get your eyes in the Word. And if I'm wrong any place, you call my bluff. But it said right here, the wisdom of Satan is exalted to the throne of worship in man. So that wisdom of Satan is in man, and he takes it to the throne in worship above the Word. That's Cain. That's the evil deed. We'll get into progression later on. Again. And as we see progression, we'll understand. If we really were in the Word, we wouldn't want to commit adultery. You'd have your natural male and female attributes of sexuality, but you wouldn't be out there lusting and sniffing the breeze like the wild ass. No! Come on, for God's sake, there's more than what this world offers. See? Above the vindicated Word of God for the hour. Now that gets desperate. Here's a man that had better be vindicated, or he's shooting his mouth off. Now our church has proved by their seminary schools of learning that that's learned more than God's Word knows about, they think. Sure. They don't care about the Word of God. You ask any Catholic, he doesn't care too much about the Word of God. You talk to Pentecostal, all he knows is their doctrine. And then I tell you, if you study history, you're going to find the Pentecostals are the lousiest of all us. They didn't produce a student. You know where your students came from? Luther. And you know where brilliant higher criticism came from? That face of the man. Absolutely. The Methodists and Pentecostals are under it, but we belong to the eagle. We're not facing man anymore, we're facing God. That's where Brother Branham made those strong statements, and boy, did it knock the people for loop. Professor so-and-so has exalted their own knowledge, so-called, from Satan, truth, supposed to be truth, but it's not, it's Satan's lie, above the vindicated promise of God made clear right before them. And Brother Branham said, when you see God descend from the heavens and stand before groups of men and declare himself as ever he did, now, do you believe that?
Amen.
Well, says this guy in Canada, the Bible says he was as God, you know, Moses. Brother Branham's, hey, have I got it with me? Oh, I've got it with me. Oh, yes, don't ask foolish questions. Jesus and the Father was the self-same person, just the same as the Holy Spirit in me.
Amen.
You're looking at me preaching, but it's not I. I'm changing his word. It's not me, he says. It's not me can speak a word that could bring, you know, an animal creation. Sit there, look at it, kill the animal, eat it. That's creative power. That doesn't mean human beings. It's not me take this little boy, him dying with heart trouble, and say, thus saith William Branham. No, thus saith the Lord, it's finished. Bring him down, the doctor's all gone. Kid with leukemia, eyes bulged out. Stomach bulged out. Yellow all over, you know, cancer symptoms. Until they take it to the hospital, give it blood and things to get it there, and 5 minutes... time crying for a hamburger. Take it back next door, can't find a crease. That's thus saith William Branham. Oh, that's thus saith the Lord. Yet he is an individual different from me, but the only way he's expressed is through me. Why, you see, Brother Dale, I'm full of the Holy Ghost and I'm a witness, but that Branham, he just went too far. Well, why don't you produce something I'd like to see, like thus saith the Lord? Hey, I still got this arthritis and I'm waiting for my healing through this message. You got more than the prophet? You're so smart? Come on, gas bag, do something for me. Or shut up. But you wouldn't have brains if you're sitting here tonight. You wouldn't have the brains to listen to me. But thank God you're not here. I know that because I feel a bad spirit right away. Because I can feel spirits the odd time. Just the odd time. And they're odd spirits, by the way. I feel odd spirits. Feel a good spirit too at times. Vindication is what he's talking about. Vindication as basis of perfect faith that Eve lost and kept her from going to the tree of life. Absolutely. 87. Now, what's Brother Branham? What is man trying to do? We'll ask the question. Here's his answer. His scientific achievements are trying to prove God's word wrong. Just think of that. That is man's theology. Explains God's word to the people and makes it of no effect again, like he had it in the denominational age when Jesus appeared on earth. Jesus said, "You hypocrites, you by your tradition," that's their interpretation, "have taken the word of God and made it of no effect to the people." And that's the same thing they've done today. It doesn't have the effect. Now, what's the effect you're looking for today? Bless God, millions now living will never die. Okay, let's find out the real nitty-gritty truth. What's he talking about? 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, trumpet of God, in the dead and Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So will ever be with the Lord." And that is talking about the appearing, and they call the appearing the rapture, and they're all messed up, and you can't change them because nobody but William Branham, and there's no place in any book, I'm positive, I've read as many as I can, there is nobody who will agree with William Branham on that one. Now they turn down the truth for a lie. What is the lie? The lie is that this is the rapture. And it ain't. It's a condition to the rapture. The lie is I'm going to be changed, caught up, and see him. That's a lie. You're going to see and hear. Then you're going to be changed. Then you're going to go to him. And Brother Branham categorically said, "You're looking at him." You see, you're making William Branham God? No, I'm not making him God. I'm identifying him. Identifying the way God does things. Okay. All right, there is your scripture they're turning down. They turned an immortality. Notice, they, the people, exalt him above all that's called God. That's what it says in Thessalonians. That's what it said. And that's what they would do. Now, if that's what the Bible says they're going to do, that's what's going to happen. And remember, the same people that are saying this are walking into the trap. See? Now, and the authority of the denominational church, the people believing that denomination more than they believe God, and God is the Word, they'll believe their denominational creed above the Word, which exalts him above all that's called God. In other words, they will exalt Satan above God. Now listen. God stands behind his word to perform it, and he said, "I've exalted my word above my name." What do you think Satan's doing? Exalting his word. Where's he going to exalt his word? God's going to be exalted among the nations. Where's Satan going to be exalted among the nations? Everything that God does, Satan imitates. He counterfeits. He does it with his lie. And the people must do it. Now they're doing it willingly. Yes, they are. Not knowing, they're completely deceived into thinking they're worshiping God and they're worshiping the devil. And this is how they're doing it. And there's only one God, and that's the Word. So we got back to Rhema Logos. Right in the Branham message, you got those that scream with this idiot up there in Chicago. The man is sick. A spiritual cripple. If he's so smart, how come he doesn't read the truth? The words are interchangeable. Brother Branham used Rhema and Logos identically, and so did the Jews. Now here's a smart pants come along. And he's got the answers. If you want to follow him, I tell you where you're going. You do what you want. Come on. Well, you say, well, every time Brother Branham says that, he means Logos, and he means, therefore, it is the manifestation, the expression. Well, I want to ask you a question. What's he expressing? Oh, back there in his mind, before there's one bit of expression. Lying there in the spirit, before the light which was the sun came forth, the expression of the materiality. Come on.
There's your answer right back to Rima Logos. You can't take one from the other. You come on. He'll end up a Trinitarian. You're Jesus only. A 10-to-1, he's a Jesus only. Now, that's wrong. My brother Branham said so. What he said is the truth. And every time you see the truth, you go back to Paul. Then that's the word. That's the word. There's one, only one God, and that's the word. All that's called God. So he is God, sits in the church of God. See? And this fellow's not Rima. He's Crete. Proving that he is God. Because he's got the people worshiping him. God is the word. And Satan exalts himself above all that is called God. So what's he doing? He's calling the shots on the word. And there's only one God, and that God is the word. See? And all that's called God is, the God of this age has exalted himself above the true vindicated word of God. That's John 1, see? Above all that is called God, so that he is God, sits in the temple of God with authority. Look. And he is praised for it. In other words, he's adored. He's longed for. He's joined to. Oh, let the people, God, see that deception. Now, Brother Branham couldn't have been praying for the world. He had to be praying for the bride. Because you go to somebody and you say, well, listen, you're really worshiping Satan and don't know it. Oh, he said, I'll tell you right now, I'm not one of those cults down there with the black cats and shedding blood and calling on spirits. I want to know, I call upon the living God and I can talk in tongues and I got answers to prayer and everything else. I don't care if you do that. She's not talking about that. See, that's a big deception right there, like right here. Computer chips. Huh. I'm going to tell you something. That computer chip doesn't work. That fellow, that's just a scarecrow. Let the people, my God, see that deception. He is praised for it and solemnly believed by the people of this evil age. Now do you see the God in his servants of this evil age? In other words, he's talking right now about Satan taking over the church. It's his spirit, not the spirit of God. He isn't going to indwell a man that's going to run the whole thing. And already the people are building up to it by the very fact of that spirit that is now in the children of disobedience, strict unbelief, coming against vindication. Nobody wants vindication. That's why I hammer it all the time. You know why? Because that's all I'm looking at. I'm sorry. I told you already, and I tell you again, they'll be bringing out things about Brother Branham. They'll tell you things that will shake you right to the foundation. Would you be surprised to know that some of the Branhamites indulged in an argument from Church of Christ, and they pinned down the so-called, which I've never looked into, is supposed to be a fact. The time Brother Branham was out there in Arizona, supposed to be the opening of the pig season, it wasn't that day at all. I'm looking at you die tonight. I can tell you nothing to shake you from stem to stern. And you will be. You might as well get it right from the horse's mouth. I'm the horse. That's the set Lord. Has God got integrity? Veracity. How many did William Branham fool? Anybody can make mistakes. But I'm going to tell you, God doesn't come behind a man's mistakes. He comes behind his word. And thus saith the Lord. The integrity of God stands right there. Or I don't even want a thing to do with God. Because if you can use his name like that, who knows? When we die, we'll just leave here. Who knows? Do you know for sure Jesus came back? Where's William Branham? You don't know. One hope. One hope. Nobody else had it. And the religious historians knew it. But now he's been dead 25 years. What's all this talk about the presence of Son of Man? What about it? Do what you want, baby. Do what you want. He talks here of the head of the world church, the Roman Catholic Church, heading up in the Pope, the clergy, the people, all religious, and in a worship system of superimposed authority. Just like, as I said a while ago, we got amongst our preachers that said, "Bless God, I'm ordained to see you through." I am not ordained to see any one of you through, but I am responsible for your welfare as far as I can go, or I'd better get out of this pulpit. There's only one responsibility I got to you. Am I giving you the Word of God correct? Now let me show you the Word of God and shut these people's mouths once and for all, because I'm sick and tired of the filth that protrudes out of it, comes out. Like I could say something else and I won't. Verse 27, Acts 20. "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the gospel of God, counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves the flock over which the Holy Ghost made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he purchased his own blood. For I know this, after my departing shall grievous wolves enter among you, not sparing the flock. Also your own selves and men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. They'll tell you lies. Listen to me, I'll take you through. Therefore watch and remember, by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone day and night with tears." Preacher's got only one responsibility, to teach you the Word of God as best he can, knowing what the prophet taught. And if he's a true fivefold minister, you got no problem. But if he's an angel of light, you got a problem. I heard a man the other day, never caught him off the word before, except I knew he was off the word because he didn't believe in a fivefold minister. For the first time, I heard him off the word. Didn't even bother to make a note of it. I knew it would come. Wake up, people. Wake up. Dan Lander says, "Smell the coffee." Yeah, preacher's right amongst us. How much time? One paragraph. Now let's watch it be manifested. Let's watch it be manifested. He said, now we're going to look at this thing. He says he is making a better world for them to live in by his knowledge apart from the never-failing Word of God. What's the church done today for the world? What's Catholicism done? Turned everything into communism. Now, communism finally woke up to smell the coffee, and everybody says, "Oh, the Pope did it." You know, that's crazy. If bacteria will kill you, then bacteria can't make you alive. Now, by his coming together in denominations and creeds and intellectualism and science and so forth, he's making a better world for men to live in, and ignoring the promise of God that the only time the world would be fit to live in is the millennium. He's trying to tell you that every place you turn, they're trying to make a better world. You know, in my opinion, he's made a better world to sin in instead of live in. That's correct. Now, it says here, he is making a better world for them living in by his knowledge apart from the never-failing Word of God. So therefore, then his kingdom fails. It does. It goes into hell. Notice, did he do it? He legalized sin. He legalized whiskey drinking, cigarette smoking, and then the church just legalized that women could be a member of the church with short hair. Now, may we stop just a minute? She can wear shorts, wear pink, still belongs to a religious group. It's absolutely contrary to the Word of God. He says that's all right. Satan says. See his knowledge? What's that got to do with a woman? Just the same as taking the forbidden fruit. Or not the forbidden fruit. That's what it is. God said not to do it, but he does it. And she believes him and she loves him for it. She hates God. What about? Now what about your love? If you've got love coming out of a lie, what have you got? See, we're getting down to the razor edge now. I'm not pretending I got it. I'm laying it on the line like a razor. It's either all of God or it's not God. It's all word or it's not word. Job mentioned the skin of his teeth. People didn't even know their teeth had skin on them, but does. Didn't do him a bit of good to know he had skin in his teeth. He blew it. God came on the scene. He was one of God's children, so God helped him right out. Now she hates God. Jesus correctly said, if I had not done the works of the man did, they had not sinned. But now they both sinned and hated both me and my Father. So, when you look at a vindicated man speaking the truth of Almighty God by vindication, and you do not like it, you are hating God. Oh, you say, but brother, man, that's not it. It's that crazy preaching. I love those miracles and the discernment. That's exactly what the Pharisees said. For a good deed, we do not stone you. We love the healings. We love all these things. But aha, you opened your mouth. Shut up, man. Can't stand what you got to say. It's not that we hate you, but we hate what you're saying. You can't separate the man and the missy. What are you trying to pull off? Her own actions prove she does what? Hates God. She says she loves him, but she loves Satan. She worships the god of fashion, the god of the world, the Hollywood goddesses. She loves him, but she hates the true word of God, which is the only true God there is. Legalizes it. In the churches, there isn't any harm. Our women can do this, that, or the other. But in the presence of the living God, she's not even permitted to come unless she's repentant. Repentance. What about the presence then? I never fuss at you women, but sometimes they have to get kind of rough. Because I never can understand sometimes where you're coming from to some of these. I just don't understand. My God. Like the stupid Jews. The washing of pots and pans. That's all they needed to do to stand justified before God. Kill a little lamb. Bring a little money. What in the name of common sense do people want? God never wanted a lot out of people. Just wanted to believe. Can't understand a lot of things. Can't understand myself, so don't feel bad if I don't understand you. See what he's saying here? She's not permitted. In the presence of God, unless she repents and stops that cutting of the hair and all that junk. I know those women aren't very bright. They see the little girls cut their hair long. One girl said, well, I tell you how you can get rid of your hair. What you do, he said, you can make a permanent wave and curl it so much it'll get crackling dry. Then instead of cutting, you just rip it off at the ends. That's like saying, well, hey, you mustn't kill a man tonight, but if you have a gun, boom, you blow him up. Hey, what's the Bible say? Not only not commit adultery, but don't even get the thoughts. Amen. In other words, direct where it belongs. See, he's the God of the worldly beauty. He is, yes, sir. She wants to look beautiful, and he's the God of beauty from the beginning. That's what the Bible says. Venus and Adonis. He can and has achieved by his knowledge and science and materials to make beauty for her. This modern age, this modern age, rather of evil, he's made beauty. That's right. Brother Branham didn't preach a pretty religion. Who needs it? God of this evil age, computer chip. Won't work. No. The mind. The mind. What is anointing our spirits? The knowledge, the life of the knowledge of the word, or the life of the knowledge of the lie? Let's rise. Sunday morning. As usual, Heavenly Father, again we want to thank you for your presence, your love, and your mercy, giving us time to come together, O God, studying your word, which we know it requires haste these days, Lord. It requires time. It requires looking at what the prophet said. And God, by sheer dint of repetition, which the prophet Paul himself admitted to, and Brother Branham certainly practiced, may the repetition of this word, O God, begin to break asunder the mental rocks that are in our mind, Lord. Begin to crumble them in dust until the Holy Spirit can blow them away as dust before the threshing floor. And the true wheat life of the Word of God take complete life, light, and root in our minds So they closes the womb of the mind entirely to everything else but the Word. And then the water and the Son of God to water it, going deep within our souls and bringing forth a Word people. Lord, I know that we look at ourselves and we think there ought to be some other pattern. We're just that way, Lord, after thousands of years of this drifting, which came starting in the garden. But I know, Lord, your Word is true. And that's what counts. May we all tonight, Lord, believe in His truth. The indissoluble, irreversible, impregnable truth. The Word of God that is right because it's been vindicated. Let that now come into our hearts and minds, Lord, tonight in such a way that it brings that rest that the Apostle Paul spoke of. And brings the healing deep within the soul, Lord, to come forth in the healing in the body. As we see the progressive power of the Holy Spirit by illumination coming into a manifestation. Grant, Lord, there be not one sick amongst us, not one feeble. And above all, let there be not one whose mind is not thoroughly under the control of the life of the Word of the living God within us. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you.